Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's your boy, Dog Child, off the ground, 85.
I see you down there, looking like you need me over there. Yeah, so stay right there, I'm gonna come around. Stories, credit girl. Oh,
oh, oh. All my way to you, and I swear. Every moment you're dancing. Fuck, fun, walk me the air. I'm the one that's gonna get that girl.
Saturday mornings, don't you? I've always loved Saturday mornings since I was a little girl.
Just love, 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 love. I've talked about that before, so I won't repeat it again about how I love Saturday morning cartoons. Oh, I'm doing it anyway, huh? Saturday morning cartoons and eating breakfast and breakfast cereals and breakfast and watching later on in the afternoon, watching American Bandstand and a local popular dance show here in Jackson, Mississippi that was known as Black Gold, produced by Lee King Productions. I mean, the Saturdays have always been a blast. You know, it's Saturday mornings can be filled with either just from doing anything and everything. It's something about Saturday mornings. And for some reason, I love Mondays also. Mondays are awesome. But I'm in the chat room, and I see someone's in the chat room with me already. And so good morning to my chat friend. So we're just talking about things that are hot. So, again, it's a done deal with the NFL head honchos and the players and the owners and everybody involved. Smith and Goodell have signed an agreement, the CBA agreement, which is a 10-year deal agreement. I've tweeted and posted some info on that. And next week, you know, would be the Hall of Fame induction ceremonies. You know, they canceled that game that was scheduled to play, but it's amazing. The NFL preseason is kicking off on my birthday, August 11th, Thursday. So that's amazing. Football season is here and in full effect. That's something. It's so hot. I love summer. Summer is like, I love all the seasons, but I guess summer is my favorite season because it's my birthday season, I guess. And it's just the sunshine. It seems like animals and people and everybody are just happy, regardless of what's going on in their lives. It seems like summertime just makes people all happy. I guess this extremely hot weather is not making people too happy. It's just amazing. In Dallas, they've been experiencing 100-plus degrees for like 35 days plus. So I send much love to you guys. I mean, I'm in Jacktown, and it's hot here. We experienced 100-degree weather consistently, but not 35-plus days at those temperatures. And you know now you all stay hydrated. Take care of those that you care about, young, old, your pets, animals. You know, stay hydrated, stay cooled off, drink a little bit more water than you usually do, and you know, fitness drinks and so on, more Gatorade than you usually do, and so on. I didn't think I was, this was not planned for me to talk about all that, but it's important news and important info. So I want to shout out to my class of Callaway Senior High School, too, class of 86. I had read in the Callaway class of 86 Facebook group. You know, Yolanda Sobeless Singleton keeps us up to date, and Terrence Miles, who's been spearheading the efforts of the class reunion that will be held on Labor Day. You know, Labor Day is in September, first weekend of September. The deadline to pay your $100 fee is August the 19th. So everyone who plans to attend and have paid their fee can receive their T-shirt and other items that go along with the $100 fee. And you know to definitely RSVP other guests concerning the picnic and the banquet. But I'll provide you with more information during the next broadcast. And this broadcast will be Sunday. It will be the broadcast that I had to reschedule from Thursday. You all know my throat was just aching me because I need to see my dentist. And then also right before I was preparing to air the Thursday evening program, I ran across more information. So Sunday morning would be a perfect time to talk about the women's issue of benign uterine fibroids, tumors, and cysts. You guys probably said, oh, we don't want to talk about that. But it affects millions and millions of women worldwide. And I've always been exposed and known women in my life from the teenage years, from teenage friends having fibroids and cysts, you know, you know, down below on their breast, and to now, and then it hit home when last year my doctor told me that I myself had been diagnosed with small benign uterine tumors and a cyst on my left ovary. I was devastated, but then at the same time, you know, I would have been devastated if she had told me something else like cancer or something like that. So my blessings goes out to you know, those of you that have been diagnosed with that, because that's an important issue, and we do hear a lot about ovarian cancers and so on. And last year was the first year I had my mammogram, and I passed that. Many of you all know that my eldest sister was diagnosed with breast cancer in the 80s, and she in the early 80s, and she passed away in early 88, in January 88, in the city of Dallas. But, you know, she's a native of Jackson, graduate of Jackson State University, and lived in Detroit, and then had moved, she and her family, her husband and daughter, had moved down to Dallas. And cancer research has always been important, and I noticed a lot of my Facebook friends, they either have really been vocal about their experiences personally and their loved ones, of those that have cancer, and then those who are just advocates of cancer research and wish that, you know, the research will continue to improve. But the topic of benign uterine fibroids is very important because it affects women of all ages, women of childbearing ages. Sometimes it causes women to have hysterectomy. Thankfully, my doctor, I was not told I needed to have a hysterectomy, because really, last year when I would talk to my doctor, because of my age, at that time I was 41, so I'm almost approaching 43, because it was in late spring, early summer, when my doctor told me this, and I was like wanting to know if I wanted to, or if the time came before my clock stopped ticking, if I could be able to have a child, a healthy child, and myself be healthy, you know, because you all know at the age of 19, my son was born alive, but soon after died, after childbirth. I almost lost my life during that process, but I thought that I would at least have a couple kids by now, and I always wanted to have kids, but if God, if I don't have kids, I guess I just have to live with that fact and accept that. But so much going on with technology, and then with adoption, you know, if someone can afford to have kids or adopt kids, I think that's good. But it's just I support many causes, and some causes don't affect me personally, but this is a cause that now affects me personally, and I've always felt for people who have told me about fibroids and cysts, because they sound painful, and I soon found out that they are. But my doctor told me that I was supposed to last year would be a good idea to get a myomectomy, and that's you all can visit DaVinciSurgery.com. But I also have gone the holistic route. A lot of my friends have been praying for me, and I have been praying. And just recently, I've been taking a health supplement called Fibrovan. And I'm going to talk about the different topics tomorrow. I'm just giving you an idea of that. But it's important for us to discuss men's health issues, family health issues, kids, and also health issues of our pets and animals. But so that's what tomorrow will be about, Sunday, the show that I should have broadcast on Thursday. And Monday and Tuesday is going to be a goodie, because we're going to talk about if we're bad, good, or great tippers. Some people don't know what to tip. Some people know what to tip. Some people that feel like they're getting bad service, they tip what they feel they receive. And also, on Tuesday, we're going to discuss customer service, customer service etiquette when you're dealing with businesses, either in person or online or over the phone, customer service etiquette and how to deal with good service and bad service. Wednesday is about, it's unbelievable that it is the end of summer's near. It's time for kids are going back to school next week. I mean, my birthday is August 11th. Some kids are going back to school like this week, like the beginning of the week. So up here in Jackson, I think school starts on the 12th. I mean, I would have been, when I was growing up, if I had been in school on my birthday, I would have had a fit. Even though it probably would have been fun, but my goodness, we school didn't start for us until around Labor Day. So this is just amazing how summer ends for us. And it's already football season. When you football season, you know it's time for the fall, you know. So we have until about beginning of October. Here in Mississippi, usually when the fair arrives in the beginning of October, before the fair leaves, after 2 weeks stint here, that's usually when some of us bring out jackets, just because of the night air or the early morning air. But it's just amazing that. So we better appreciate summer, these last few days of summer, even though they're hot days. You know, enjoy the summertime and. Go outside and spend time outdoors and do outdoors activities at your discretion and when you know it is a good time, not when it's too hot. But speaking of my doctor, I see my doctor in the news yesterday on WLBT. She's often on WLBT. But she was promoting this annual event that is usually held at Highland Village Shopping Center in Northeast Jackson on I-55. And it's going to be Women's Health Day. It's scheduled for September the 30th. My doctor's name is Dr. Barbara Davis Sullivan of the Women's Clinic at the Baptist Health System, Baptist Hospital. Contact number for this event is 948-6262, but it's Women's Health Day, it's September 30th at Highland Village Shopping Center. And, you know, pink is the color, you know, breast cancer awareness and so on. But you can call again, 948-6262 for more information regarding Women's Health Day at Highland Village. And, like I said, my doctor is like the spokesperson, the spearhead, a major part of the activities regarding this event. And I mentioned to you all the other day that Hines Community College has already released a schedule for the homecoming events, which are from September the 27th to October the 5th. I talked about this on my previous show, and you can get ticket information and any other information by calling 601-857-3363. And the homecoming game will be on September 29th. And there's going to be a Sports Hall of Fame dinner and induction ceremony at 5:30 p.m. at the Mayo Gymnasium. And they're going to be honoring Deborah Wigginton Caldwell, Curtis Bubba Nerd, Leon Lett. Yes, Leon Lett and I attended Hines at the same time. Our football team was awesome back then, 86-88. Faith Hill was a student at Hines Community College when we were students. She attended one year, and she moved to Nashville, and the rest is history. One of the biggest and best country singers, where she and her husband both are two of the top out there. And Leon Lett, and then they're recognizing, they're inducting Thad Taylor and Larry Williams. The homecoming football game is going to start at 7 p.m., and it's going to be against East Central Community College. And the halftime presentation will consist of Quinn Court, Alumnus of the Year recipient, Alumni Service Award recipient, Sports Hall of Fame inductees, performance by the Eagle Marching Band, and High Steppers with a special appearance by the High Stepper alumni. The High Steppers are the members of the drill team. An awesome drill team, like Jackson State, JSU, JSETS, the High Steppers are the drill team. So, and then I mentioned to you all the other week that now Hines has a film program. So, congrats. That's really cool. I loved working in the production studio when I was studying sales and marketing, specializing in fashion, merchandising, design, and retail management at Heinz. I loved it when we did simulated business training and produced commercials and so on. It was really awesome. So I'm very sure that the film and the production program that they have now starting this fall is going to be an awesome one. There's some more info. Yeah, Brett. You know, there's been talk of Brett. There's been like a radar out watching Brett Favre. What is next? Is he going to come out of retirement and play for a particular team? Well, Miami Dolphins has shown interest in Brett, but Brett said that Brett's 41. Brett said he's not interested in coming out of retirement at all. So we'll see, huh? We'll see, because we know Brett, do we not? So, but he said he's not interested in playing for the Dolphins, and he's not interested in coming out of retirement playing for a team, any NFL team. But we'll see. I'm sure he's going to come out in some form or fashion. If he does not come out of retirement, we see him as an analyst for one of the networks that air the NFL games or, you know, what, really. So I must say my condolences also, and shout-out to those that are attending the young man, the double sport athlete player, student athlete player who was a senior at Lanier who was horrifically murdered last Saturday. Those I send much love to all the supporters and loved ones and fans. I'm a big supporter of Lanier. I'm a big supporter of JPS, period, because I'm a product of JPS. But all of my siblings, my late brother and my late sister and my living brother and sister are graduates of Lanier. I'm a graduate of Callaway High, which y'all heard me talk about. But Lanier is very important in my heart. And just the sports community, period, it's been much love. And those of you that are attending the funeral this morning, I just really send my sincere prayers out to you all. The young man's funeral will be later on this morning. I'm not sure the time, but it's in a church in my area, in my neighborhood. So I send my love out to those attending his funeral. Like I said, the young man was a student at Monte Ellis of Golden State Warriors High School, the high school that he graduated from and then went straight into NBA. But right now, we have about 8 more minutes, and I guess a lot more to talk about. I'm like standing here dumbfounded. I'm sitting down. Before showtime, I had to bite into my breakfast sandwich because I just could not wait. I had to grub down. What other shows? I didn't get a chance to tell you all. Okay, Wednesday I said I was going to talk about, so I'm resuming back on the schedule. Wednesday is the show about the end of summer and beginning of fall. And Thursday is my birthday show. My goodness. I'm like, okay, what's next? Next, my birthday. You know, happy birthday to those celebrating birthdays today. All Leos, what's up? Big shout out to all Leos and everyone who celebrates a birthday this month. Because I'm observing this month. This is my birthday month. My special day is August 11th on Thursday. So please join me on my birthday. That's a gift enough to be able to wake up on Thursday morning and to be able to broadcast and spend 30 minutes at least with you all, blogtalkradio.com, Radio Land, share my birthday with you all. You know, I have no big plans. Just I pray to the Lord to wake up and see that day. Last year I just took myself out to eat, and this year I'm probably do the same thing. A couple of restaurants have told me, and not just me, reach out and tell some of their supporters that they can come out and eat for free. So there's a couple of restaurants that have, you know, they can come eat for free. But then also, last year I ate like a buffet, seafood buffet at a restaurant called King Buffet. And I just had a blast. And so I'm tempted to eat at King Buffet again also. Maybe not on my birthday, maybe like the beginning of the week or something like that. But I'm just ecstatic and giddy. I like to do different things, or things that I hadn't done in a long time on my birthday. Or do something new, eat something new, or just do something new, or do something that I hadn't done in a long time, or something new. I like to treat myself good. At least if nobody think about me on my birthday, at least I know that I appreciate myself on my birthday on that special day. You know, really. So people say, well, didn't nobody call me on my birthday? Or didn't nobody do this for me on my birthday? Yeah, somebody did. If you loved yourself and did something nice for yourself or treated yourself extra good on your birthday, somebody did. You did. So you can at least say that. So I do treat myself good. At least I know that I show self-love. I do my best to self-love myself every day, but especially on that day, because you never know what's going to happen. Because I've had all types of birthdays, from being by myself to having parties. You know, and I be honest, I've loved every birthday that I've ever experienced, really. So if I don't have a birthday cake, I'm going to get me a, on my birthday, I'm going, some years I want a birthday cake, some years I don't. Some years I have a different flavor. I love birthday cakes, bakery stuff. But then I'm thinking, if not a cake for my birthday, then a cake to, I have a taste for cake for some reason. A cake to kick off the NFL season. Because that was a birthday present itself that the NFL lockout ended. You know? Yeah, I'm really talking to you all like we're chilling. If it's morning time, you're drinking your coffee, drinking your hot cocoa or orange juice, eating your breakfast. Because when I get off the air, I'm going to finish eating my, devouring my breakfast sandwich. And if it's lunchtime, you're drinking a soda or drinking a cocktail, then I'm with you on that. And if it's nighttime, I'm with you for your nightcap or whatever else is going on that. So, because I appreciate all my supporters worldwide. I shout out the advertisers. I thank you very much. And everybody at blogtalkradio.com, we appreciate our advertisers. And, you know, let me know if you, you want to advertise during my show and on blogtalkradio.com, period. And also you can contact them. Have about 60 more seconds before I conclude the show, and then that's when I'm going to remember, oh, my God, I need to tell them about this and this and this. There's a wildlife extravaganza going on the Mississippi Coliseum Fairgrounds, the trademark, those of you that are deep into wildlife activities and so on. But I must remind you and thank you for your friend request, and thank you for staying in touch with me. And shout out to, you know, you all know I must shout out Prince and MPG, shout out, you know, the Jackson family and Janet Jackson and Austin Brown fans and Austin, the second generation of the Jacksons, because I've been networking with not only all of Austin, but many of the other second generation Jacksons also. But I have almost 10 seconds left, so what's up? Spread the love and have a happy weekend. And remember, tune in tomorrow morning when we talk about an important subject. Okay, so you have an awesome Saturday. Enjoy your day or night or afternoon. And peace and love. Thank you for listening to Culture Shock Entertainment Report. Meow, meow, meow. Those are kids, if y'all didn't know that. Okay, thank you. Bye-bye. Until next time.